Time to talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Now, you would have thought of all the gadgets and games that have existed in the world, the Rubik's Cube is one that could not be adjusted for the digital age, but somehow it seems they have done that.
Look, we are tampering with anything that was old at the moment, and the Rubik's Cube has grown a bit of a makeover where there's a battery inside it and Bluetooth. And the Rubik's Cube now connects to an app on your phone, and the app knows exactly the position of every single square on the Rubik's Cube, which means that it can give you tips on how to actually solve the Rubik's Cube, but you can also compete with other people from anywhere in the world who are also using the same Rubik's Cube, where you can be doing a time challenge to finish it together.
Jeff, could you finish the Rubik's Cube, mate?
Look, I've followed the tips. I've tried all the advice. It doesn't match. There's something wrong. I think it's my cube. I may just start to take the squares off and fix it myself.
That's the only way to do it, and that's what I was concerned about, that some sort of an alarm is going to go off now if you start taking the pieces apart.
Look, maybe, but look, it's a $100 Rubik's Cube, so people shouldn't be pulling it apart. It is way too expensive for just a Rubik's Cube.
All right. What about arcade machines combined with Pac-Man?
Oh, look, this is so exciting. Anybody who used to play those old games, whether it's Pac-Man, Galaga, even Street Fighter, there are arcade machines that you can now buy, and they don't have to be expensive. I'm seeing some for around the $300 mark, $200 mark, depending on the size of the actual arcade machine. No internet required, no fancy TV. This is a box that you just plug into the wall, you turn it on at the power, and there you go with a joystick and the two little buttons that you can hammer to all day. And this is playing the games that, you know, our parents or even you may have played when you were younger.
All right, Jeff, I think you and I used to hang out at the same pizza place where you used to go in there and drop your 20-cent coins in there while you're waiting for your pizza to be finished, didn't we?
Well, honestly, it could not be better. I mean, that had to have been the best way to kill time. And even if you've got a pool room or a man cave, I think a little arcade machine like this is just perfect.
They are a lot of fun. And I must admit, from time to time, I get it in my head to go and check out eBay. I start looking at pinball machines and then I work towards, as you say, the Galaga and the Pac-Mans. They have been very expensive up until now. So these are just all new machines that have been created for a market. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. The company is called Arcade One, and essentially they're making machines that can go on a table or ones that can be wall-mounted, and then they've got the real large-scale ones that are, you know, sit on the floor that with the big stand that you can be using as well. And they've all got the whole retro markings on the side and things like that. It looks like the real deal, but inside it is really just a bit more modern tech that allows it to work again.
And
no coins.
Who's making them? Where do we get them?
Arcade One Up is the company, and you can just type it into Google. There's heaps of electronic retailers that sell them now. So, a budget around $300 for the small ones.
One for the man cave, I reckon. And what's a mini NES?
Okay, so the Nintendo. So a lot of us had Nintendo Entertainment Systems when we were younger, and that had Zelda, Donkey Kong, Metroid, all these types of games, even Mario Brothers.
The little flip-out ones, they were like a little case that you opened up and they had two screens sort of thing, or sometimes one screen?
Well, you used to plug it into your television and probably through some, a bunch of wires to make that work.
Yep.
But now, for $99, you can get one that's about the size of two smartphones stacked on top of each other, controllers that plug into them, and you've got 30 games built into the console. So again, no internet required or anything like that, but plug this into a modern TV and you'll be able to play all of those classics. For me, Mario Brothers is a special one, and Donkey Kong, but you'll also find Pac-Man on there as well amongst those 30 games. And, you know, for $100, it is such a cool add-on for any entertainment room you've got.
I had one with a little guy who was trying to put out a fort that was being set fire by the Indians. He had four spaces he had to go to. You know what? I've tried preaching what the games were like for our children. They just don't comprehend it. I've got to buy one just for that reason alone.
You do, and it actually gives them appreciation of where things have come from. If you think about the graphics that we had in the 90s, they've changed quite a bit over the period of time. So there's a lot to learn, a lot to appreciate, and take a step back.
Excellent. Love going on the retro games with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.